بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Respected listeners, inshallah we will continue from where we left off last. And where we had left off was where we discussed the usul, or what we call the principles of deen, that is tawheed, the doctrine of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's unity, the oneness of Allah, in other words, Risalat, the doctrine of believing in a Nabi, that means to believe in the messengership of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Akhirah, and that is the doctrine of the hereafter, believing in a life after death. So these are the three principles of deen: to believe in Tawheed, Risalat, and Akhirat, the oneness of Allah, the messengership of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to believe in life after death or the final day. We are now going to continue with the Islamic belief in Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So belief in Allah ta'ala is not just confined to belief in the mere existence of a creator. So one is a person says that I believe that there is a God. So this is not what we are talking about here, that there is that we believe in the existence of a creator. No. The Islamic belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dictates that a person believes and with all his heart in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's existence, with all his attributes, in the way in which it has been taught to us in the Quran and hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Islamic belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala necessitates the affirmation of Allah ta'ala with all his qualities and attributes. Like we know, the 99 names of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everybody is familiar with the 99 names of Allah ta'ala. So when it comes to the attributes and qualities of Allah, this is what we are referring to, the 99 names of Allah, all his qualities, all his attributes, as has been expounded and explained in the hadith of Rasulullah, as well as the Quran Kareem as well. A conception of divine being differing from the Islamic conception of Allah Ta'ala will not be belief in Allah Ta'ala. As I said, that a person who says merely that I believe in a God, that there is a God, then that is not belief in Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will find many people saying that, no, I believe in a God, but who is God to you? They will not be able to answer you. So when we as Muslims say that we believe in a deity, we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or a God as they call it, then we are believing in Allah ta'ala together with all his attributes and qualities. Allah ta'ala is the being who is wajibul wujud. What is this word wajibul wujud? It means that Allah ta'ala is existing by himself. He is self-existent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is self-existent. His existence is absolutely independent of all things. Like how our existence, for example, is based on the fact that we need to eat, we need to drink, we need to breathe. And obviously the hukam of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we remain alive. But when it comes to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala is independent of all things. Allah ta'ala is independent of all things, and not only there, Allah ta'ala, that, but Allah ta'ala's existence is compulsory, wajibul wujud. That means that the absence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is impossible. And the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is independent from everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wahid. We are just going to go through some of the qualities and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is wahid. What is the meaning of wahid? Allah ta'ala is an absolute unity, in that it is impossible for the concept of wajibul wujud to apply to any other being. It is exclusively the attribute of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is wahid. Allah is one. There is none like him. Allah Ta'ala is the only one who is self-existent, and he is wahid, and he is one in regards to the fact that he is wajibul wujud. He is one In regards to the fact that Allah Ta'ala is independent and His existence is independent of all things, Allah Ta'ala, this is solely and only for Almighty Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Another of the qualities of Allah that we will mention here is Qadim. Allah Ta'ala is Qadim. That means that there is no beginning for His existence. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is eternal. He is Qadir, omnipotent. Allah Ta'ala is all-powerful. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is Hay, He is always loving. Allah is Alim, the knower of knowledge. Allah is Basir, the one who sees. Allah is Sami', the one who hears. Allah is the one who is Murid, meaning that Allah is the one who wills. And whatever He wills, transpires. إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَن يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. Allah Ta'ala is Mutakallim, the one who speaks. He speaks via the Quran Kareem, etc. So, these are just some of the qualities of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala that we have mentioned here, wajibul wujud being one of them, that Allah Ta'ala's existence is compulsory and absolutely independent of all things, that Allah Ta'ala is wahid, He is one, there is none like Him, there is none worthy of worship besides Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. He is an absolute unity in that it is impossible for anything to resemble Him in any way. Allah is Qadim, He has no beginning, no end to His existence. Allah is eternal, Allah has always been there and always will be there. So these, like I said, are some of the qualities and attributes of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and the Islamic conception of who Almighty Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is. Inshallah, in the days to come, we will continue with this, that what is the Islamic concept with regard to belief in Allah Almighty Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala being the creator and sole master of the universe. Inshallah, we'll continue. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.